The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on two of my very favorite radio stations in the entire nation, of course, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, as well as 97.1 FM KSBT right here in somewhat soggy Sandpoint, and we are sopped in with rain today, and it's not going away today. It's raining. 38 degrees rain, snow maybe wherever you are, if you're a little higher than the city of Sandpoint. Anyway, I'm Bob Witte, your host here on North Idaho Thursday. We've got another good show for you today, I should say. First up, we'll welcome in our good buddy Justin Dick from Trinity at City Beach. He's got a big announcement regarding Trinity, so you want to be sure and stay tuned for this and just a couple of minutes. And then in our second segment today, we'll be chatting with Brenda and Marie from the Sandpoint Senior Center and Daybreak Center. See what's on tap at the Senior Center for the month of November. Lots going on there. And in our final segment today, we'll meet the new executive director of the Panada Theater. Yes, they've hired a new executive director, and it's right here in our own backyard. Rob Talbot will join us, and we'll be talking about his vision for the Panada, as well as what's going on, the schedule of events at our historic Panada Theater in the coming weeks. Well, I can tell you what's going on right here on these radio stations in the coming 24 hours or so. We've got Sandpoint High School Bulldog football for you. They are on the bus right now traveling to their final destination, Pocatello, today. They left at 7 this morning. They're going to Missoula. They're going to practice at Washington Grizzly Stadium at U of M. What a big thrill for those guys there. And then travel all the rest of the way, another 7 or 8 hours down to Pokey, where they'll play at Pocatello High School tomorrow. Pregame, now you want to write yourself a note. Pregame is at 4:15 our time. I know high school football is usually 7 o'clock, but it's 4:15 our time. Tomorrow, kickoff at 4:30. It's a Pocatello gets to decide that, and that's what they chose, and it's actually good for us, as Coach Knowles will explain in our pregame interview tomorrow. So join me and Tag Benefield. We will have the play-by-play for you here on North Idaho's radio. What else is going on tomorrow at the Panada Theater? There's an International Fly Fishing Film Festival going on. It's hosted by Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. And for more information on that, you know, times and what's playing and all of that, go to flyfilmfest.com. flyfilmfest.com, or you can always go to panada.org and find out more there. Saturday night, there's a Pray for Snow party, live music at The Hive, featuring The Rub. If you've ever seen The Rub, they play from time to time up here. They play at Swites, or they play a lot in Kootenai County. But you're really going to enjoy them. That is Saturday night at The Hive. You can go to Hive's website for more information on that, tickets and all of that stuff. The party starts at 7, that much I know. All right, we are going to, a lot going on the show today, so we're going to get right into our first break here. Justin Dick from Trinity's with us in just a moment. Always welcome here, and he's got some news regarding his great restaurant there. So if I were you, I'd stick around.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-8695. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-8695. That's 800-575-8695. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now.
Isn't it hard to make money with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIMITED for an extra 30 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank this week only. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIMITED for a 30 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank this week only. That's code LIMITED.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back. Our first segment here today in North Idaho. Thursday, I'm Bob Witte along with you, and absolutely no stranger to this radio hour. Justin Dick is with us, of course, from the BGH. You talked about all their stuff, the Heart Ball, and just everything that you do there with the foundation. And, of course, on Sandpoint City Council as well, and owner of a couple of the finest restaurants in the Sandpoint area, Trinity at City Beach being one of those. It's such a gem in the community, and you have an announcement to make and an explanation. I know there's a lot of talk, and as you were saying this morning, you know, a lot of rumors flying around, which is pretty norm for around here.
Yeah, at Sandpoint.
What's going on, Justin?
All right. How are you, my man? Thanks for getting me on last minute as well, too. So I don't know if everybody's seen our social media posts, but Saturday, November 4th will be Trinity's last day, most likely the last day of the year. And it's kind of come to a point here. I think all of you guys are aware that we have been fighting to have our place in the redevelopment of the hotel. We finally got there a couple of years ago, and it made sense with our former landlords because they didn't want the food and beverage, but it doesn't make as much sense with our new landlords, the Avril family, Avril Hospitality, who, by the way, has been amazing to work with. These guys have been great. This has been a long, lengthy process of trying to figure out what this looks like. But one of the challenges we have, and it starts like right after October 15th, is how slow it gets, and the building is in, there were repairs that should have been done 10 and 15 years ago. Like this morning, with just this little bit of rain, we've probably got 9 spots in the restaurant where water's coming through right now. So with all that said, you know, we're very hopeful that we could potentially get back open in the summer. If we don't get back open, the next challenge is going to be getting the staff separated and get them over to 113 in Jalapenos for as many people that I can fit. With 113, we're going to try to go in the next week or so. We'll go 7 days a week. Right now, we're open 5 days a week, 3 to 9. 113, if you haven't been there, is formerly the Trubies building. It's right on the corner of 2nd and Maiden Street across from U.S. Bank. With that said, we'd also are putting together our lunch menu right now, putting together our Thanksgiving plans, and just trying to get everybody moved and keep the employees. This has been such a quick process here in the last couple of weeks. So I really just let a couple of the employees know here about 24 hours ago. So everybody's pretty emotional and very uncertain as to the future right now. So we've still got a lot of work down there. We've got to clean it up. We've got some parties that we need to take care of as well, too. So, yeah, it'll be, you know, it's always an adventure. One door shuts and the next one opens. At this point in time, I think everybody in the community has heard my my struggles with the building as it sits right now. Can't really blame the landlords for the condition that the building is. And with whatever project.
It's old.
Yeah, it is. It's just part of that. And, you know, as with a lot of stuff in Sandpoint right now, we're starting to show our age. Things have gotten past the point of their useful life. Right now, I have two other buildings that I actually own in Sandpoint, and I think that's the biggest challenge is as long as I'm a lessee of that space, somebody's always got dominion over my life and what I want to do. And with that said, I'm not, for those of you that know me, I'm not really good at taking direction from a boss. You know, I'd rather do that myself and not have to work for anybody. So with that said, yeah, we got a lot of great opportunities. Love to get 113 open 7 days a week, lunch and dinner, and then get a Sunday brunch going as well, too. So be patient with us. It is going to take a few weeks to be able to make that happen and see where we can place all the employees. But that's it in a nutshell.
In a nutshell. But you can read on your Facebook post from about, 2 hours ago, a little more detail on all of that. A couple of questions. 113 Main, when you have lunch, will it be? Are you thinking similar to the menu at Trinity?
Yeah, there will be some things that we may carry over, and we'll put a little bit different spin. That kitchen was not made to do the high production that Trinity has been. Like, we purposely did not put a fryer in there. The fryer causes a lot of maintenance issue. Oil and grease gets all over everything. Eventually, you're going to have the smell, regardless of how many times you change out that oil.
And the waste. It's a lot.
It's a long process with that piece of equipment. Now, that piece of equipment has also saved my life in 1,000 different situations over the last 14 years when you got to get something done quick. But, we, you know, with 113, we really wanted to highlight everything fresh, everything scratch, and really get back to kind of our roots. And what I love about the place is it's got the old Cafe Trinity vibes. If people here remember when we had Trinity up on First Street right next to Starbucks. I can't believe we used to have a Starbucks up on First Street. It's like it's been a while since.
Well, I can't believe that Trinity, I mean, a lot of people around here don't even know or maybe don't remember that's where you started with right next to Starbucks.
And as a matter of fact, I believe it's like 20 years as of within like the last 5 to 7 days.
Is that right?
Yeah, is that amazing? So 20 years altogether between Cafe Trinity and Trinity, and then we put in 14 years at that location.
Wow.
So, you know, we're incredibly proud of the work that we've done, the families that we've met, my staff, my gosh, my staff has just been ride or die, and it's been, sorry, my phone is blown. If you guys saw my messages and text messages right now, it's pretty wild. So for those of you guys listening, it's going to take me like 72 hours to respond to everybody, but I eventually will respond. If you guys do have reservations, we'll be in the process of tonight and tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, moving reservations over to 113 where we can. I know we've got a bunch of Thanksgiving Day reservations. We're hoping to move those over to 113 as well. And then I've got some big 80-person catering events that'll be down there in the weeks ahead. So I'm trying to work out a deal with the landlord where we can still take those groups because we're a little late in the game, and to find a spot that can hold the 80 people for, you know, the co-op's holiday party.
For example,
is a very challenging thing to do.
Yeah, there's a limited number of spaces that size that can accommodate and cook and et cetera. We all have great memories of Trinity, especially summertime on the deck. I've had some wild time. Remember one of those windstorms we had where you had to come running out and tell
leadership standpoint. I remember that. Yeah.
Everybody off the deck. And, oh my gosh. We had no idea what was coming, and it was very fortuitous of you to make everybody go inside.
Yeah.
It turned out to
and
be
it's really been, I mean, the whole journey has been amazing, from moving from First Street to opening up 41 South on the other side, the 219 Jalapenos. I mean, the story really just continues, right? I'm not going anywhere. I'll be a couple blocks away as well, too. Like I said, I think the biggest thing that's weighing on me right now is trying to make sure that my employees have got employment moving on. We got roughly 80 employees that are going to need to be placed.
I don't think people realize that.
Yeah.
Take to run a restaurant.
Just think,
like
80 so we used to have 120 to 130 pre-COVID. So we lost half of that between the COVID shutdown and reopen. And I mean, these have been some of the wildest years of my life, from the, wiping things down just to a spot where you'd wipe the varnish off of something.
I remember people coming up from Spokane because everything was closed, for St. Patrick's Day. And you were like, what do we
do? That was one of the scariest days of
my
life, right?
New.
Yeah, it was. And we had people packed in there shoulder to shoulder, and you're just going, oh my gosh. But, we went through all that. We dealt with, 2021 was just wildly busy for everybody in town. For some people, that was really great. For others, it broke your soul with the amount of new people that we had in town. Civility kind of went out the door there for about a year between everybody, with just the amount of, you got to think, we grew between Boundary and Bonner County. This little area of North Idaho grew 11% in 3 years. Mm-hmm. We typically plan for about 1.5% of growth, and we rarely get that. So if you can only imagine, from everything everybody's heard, from the city council's talks and Traverse Park, it's every little rural community has been affected by what happened the last 3 years and is trying to figure out how to move forward from here.
Just in the spokesman review last Sunday, there was a thing about Idaho's growth in Boundary County. It was the fastest growing county in Idaho.
Yeah, and so trying to keep up with that, we had a big cry for development a couple of years ago to keep housing affordable. You got a lot of those developers that are kind of slowing down, waiting to see what happens with the interest rate, waiting to see what kind of code modifications come from the design competition. But with all this said, and as hairy as it may sound, I welcome the challenge, and I think we all should. We got to keep optimistic, right? I think the last few weeks in this community have been pretty heavy, from everywhere, from your longtime locals to your transplants that have been here for a while to our people who are looking to relocate, right? Sandpoint will always be Sandpoint, mm-hmm. And I don't think we're on a tipping point one way or another. I think it's a lot of optimism, a lot of community engagement. It was great at the city council meeting to have people there that I haven't seen in a long time that are interested in, what our codes are for the height of buildings all over town, and how do we maintain our Sandpoint charm as we're going to inevitably grow and have grown over the course of the last 3 years? So again, fun, challenging, but definitely fun to look forward to this and how we're going to deal with it.
Well, you're a gamer and you're going to come out on top. It just sometimes you look at your life and go like, I don't know where this is going.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. I do want to, one shout out to your employees at Trinity.
Very much so.
Lance, and I mean, just go down the line of people who have been there for years and years and years. And that is such a, especially in the restaurant industry, where a lot of places
lot
you
of
go.
Turnover.
And the turnover is just a natural thing, seasonal thing. But at Trinity, you pretty much knew who your server was going to be.
We got employees like 16 years, 14 years, lots of 12s and 10s, lots of 8s. And even the newest staff that I've picked up, during COVID, I mean, these guys have just been riders. And it's great. They believe in the brand. They represent the brand. And they've come through a lot with, one thing I always pride, we'll screw up. We screw up all the time, right? That's just part of the deal with cooking for that many people. But the customer service that goes behind it, and that's where I think nationwide, we're all lacking on customer service, right, in all of our sectors. And the one thing that you can know about Sandpoint is that I think the majority of our businesses pride themselves on keeping their employees tenured, as well as making sure that they know the customer, they know what you want, right? They know that you're there to celebrate something special. And somebody that you truly know in your heart cares when they see you walk in that door and when they see you head out. We've had so many experiences from birthdays to anniversaries to deaths. Every one of them, we've made these great friendships. You know, we just had a gal come back from California, Eileen Bell. I'm going to call you out a little bit. So sad to see her go, but we've been through just about everything together with her, you know, and every step of my life and every step of her life, you know, you're walking together and sometimes you don't pause to think about how much we've experienced as a community, mm-hmm. but that we've done it together as well, right? Your memories, a leadership standpoint and the lightning and everything, getting people out from the tent. We've had so many of those. It's been, you know, you just got me thinking about some of the times that we've had like heart attacks, like Lance.
Oh.
You know, yeah. Bonner General's EMS just happened to be there that day, and they were able to defibrillate, and the mouth-to-mouth that happened, and all of that stuff comes kind of rushing back, and you realize
changed
that,
his life.
Yeah, and it absolutely did. You know, we were just talking about he's on regular doctor's appointment, lost weight, quit drinking, or at least hopefully most of the drinking. Lance, you know what you've been doing. No, it's been great, though, and I truly appreciate you giving me this opportunity to get on and at least talk to the community a little bit about what's going on.
Yeah, so I appreciate that. If you want to learn more, go to the Trinity Facebook page and read Justin's letter. It explains this in greater detail. I know how hard this is for you, but I appreciate you coming on and everything you do, obviously, for the community, and I know everything's going to be fine.
Awesome. I think so, too. It'll be great. Well, thanks for having me on today, Bob. Appreciate it.
No problem. Justin Dick from Trinity, this Saturday will be their last day. Oh, one. If you have a gift card or something like that.
Yeah, or take it over to 113. We'll honor it over there as well. And if you had parties planned up, like I said, just give me a couple of days. We'll get you called and we'll see what we can figure out. I'm pretty optimistic about all of it.
Sounds good. Justin, thanks for joining us. We're going to take our second break here. When we come back, we've got our monthly segment with Brenda and Marie from the Sandpoint Senior Center and Daybreak Center. Find out what's going on over there as we head into November and the holiday season. So stick around.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to AGE Heating and Cooling, your locally owned Lennox Premier dealer in Sandpoint. Right now, get up to $1,500 in rebates. Qualified buyers make no payments and incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. Plus, receive up to $3,200 in federal tax credits. Call AGE Heating and Cooling, 208-603-2210, or visit online, ageheatingandcooling.com. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number ID, HVAC contractor 059041.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hello, Sandpoint. I'm Pam Duquette, and I'm running for your city council. I am a 40-year Bonner County resident and a Sandpoint homeowner. I'm a mom and a grandma. I am a retired public educator and a conservationist. I want to keep Sandpoint real through our growing pains, real housing and job opportunities, real roads, sidewalks, and bike paths, real communication between the city and its residents, and real protection of our natural environment. If you want someone real to represent you, vote for me on November 7th, I'm Pam Duquette, and I approve this message.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, Imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back. Once again, I want to thank Justin from Trinity at City Beach for joining us at the last minute here today, announcing that Trinity is perhaps their final day. It'll be this Saturday, November the 4th, and at least closing for the winter time, and then who knows what will happen after that. Just have to wait and see. I know what's happening here right now. We have Brenda and Marie. That rhymes. Wait and see. Yeah. Brenda and Marie from the Sandpoint Senior Center. And ladies, how are you?
Hi, Bob.
Good. Thank you.
Great to have you here. We were talking during the break. I can't believe that it's November and we're talking Thanksgiving already and all of that stuff. What's happening at the Senior Center?
Well, we're going to whoop it up in November. You know us. We got that bingo starting this Saturday, the big raffle. It's the turkey bingo that we talked about.
Oh, turkey bingo, yeah.
And the doors open at 12:30. And that they're doing a raffle and a silent auction. Also, we're starting this month of November on the 11th, a cottage market, a holiday cottage market. Okay. And people are coming in, they're vendors, and setting up their wares for sale. So come do some Christmas shopping in our holiday cottage market. And that's for the full month of November, every Saturday.
Okay, I got to...
Except... Thanksgiving Bingo Saturday, which is this Saturday.
Market every Saturday in November. I'm making myself a note here.
It goes on into December too, but we'll talk about that then.
And what do you expect to see at a cottage market?
Well, it's just I don't know if it's business owners or just regular people. I think it's both, and they bring their wares for.
Business owners are regular people.
Yes, they are. I'm not sure. I'm not privy to who it is, but they're coming and they're going to have their stuff and they set up tables and I just come and shop. It's like a shopping thing. So
gotcha. That's
what we're hoping anyway. It's probably going to be a total success because everything's fun at the Senior Center. We're also having our Thanksgiving dinner is on the 16th because we do it a week before Thanksgiving.
Now, do you know about the one at the Elks for the seniors?
I've heard about
the Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I have to. I can go to the Elks Sandpoint Lodge webpage and find out. I think it's coming up. I think the 9th. It's coming up pretty soon.
Oh, cool! So they don't. Week, you don't have to cook.
Yeah. Or if you know a senior or, you know, somebody who shut in like that, and it's a great thing that they do. It's all absolutely free.
Yes.
So.
Wow, that is
about
cool.
That. You guys were telling me that you are, I mean, every month you come on and you talk about volunteers. Of course, you always need volunteers for Meals on Wheels and
of
things
course.
Like that. But right now you are actually hiring employees.
Yep.
What are you looking for?
Well, we're looking for assistance for the kitchen and for the nutrition department. We have a few departments in there. So come one, come all. It's a Monday through Friday. You're off on weekends. And so it's a pretty good job because you feel like you're giving back to the community for the seniors. And it's just not for seniors only. So there you go. It doesn't matter what age you are. So come.
Well, you need to reach out to Justin Dick because he's got some cooks and servers.
Yeah.
So
y'all come and put your app in.
Or call 263-6860 for more information and learn more about that. Marie, what's happening with the Daybreak Center this month?
Oh, it's getting cold and quiet a little more.
Yeah.
But people are coming. They're bundling up their family members, their loved ones, and they leave them with us. And we play cards and have hot coffee. And I bake special cookies for people.
Ooh. Oh.
I haven't been telling, but I've been doing it. And it's just a safe, quiet, fun place to leave your family so you can go on appointments. Some people that have part-time jobs leave them there for the day while they work.
Oh, okay.
And
hadn't
so
thought of that.
Yeah, it works. It works. And we have a lovely day. And sometimes we do game puzzles. There's one guest that comes in and she doesn't want the radio on or movies, or she just wants to do a puzzle. And she does it.
Well, you tell her the radio's okay, at least for this hour. She yes. Tune in during the noon hour. Fine. And the rest of the day, she can have peace and quiet.
Yeah. Okay, I will. I'll turn it on for that. So we just have a good time. And so give me a call, and we'll try to set something up for you. And we'll do special appointments, too, occasionally, if, like a little earlier or a little later.
Do you have people who are visitors every day?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sorry?
People that come in every day?
Yeah, we do 5 days a week, but we let people come, you know, a little extra early if they have an appointment in Coeur d'Alene, because, you know,
yeah,
so it's a lot of driving.
So you're you're flexible as far as that's concerned.
We can be, yeah.
Okay, you know, you can always go to sandpointareaseniors.org, sandpointareaseniors.org, and you see their monthly newsletter, which I'm looking at right now. You have some of the activities coming up. You have board games on Thursdays at 9. There's bridge on Tuesdays. Bunko is Monday from 12:30 till 2:30. Bunko is a lot of fun. Do you guys do that? Or done Bunko?
We watch them do that.
Yeah.
They have a blast, too.
Yeah,
they are loud and rowdy, that crowd.
And if you're into cribbage and need more players, and that is Thursdays from 9 to 11. They also need more players for Pinochle on Wednesdays at 9:30. And what I personally think is very important for seniors is the fit and fall proof exercise program. And you know, you want your loved ones to not break bones and, you know, just be in shape, because the falling down's gonna happen sometimes, especially as we get into the winter months. So a fit and fall proof are on Mondays and Thursdays at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Another program that's very helpful is the tech device help on Tuesdays at 10 and Thursdays at 1. Yeah, that's super important. It's this day and age of technology and things changing all the time. And, you know, I imagine you get these smartphones, it's like, how the heck does this thing work? Or, yeah, it's very important. You also have, we have Veterans Day in November coming up in a week.
Oh, that's our first annual steak dinner that we're going to do. That's right. I forgot about that, Bob.
Steak dinner at lunchtime.
That's
on,
right.
11/9.
That's right.
At 11:30. So that sounds great. Guest speaker Dan Perry on Thursday from the senior.
Oh, I think he canceled.
Oh, never mind that. We mentioned the holiday cottage market starting on Saturdays, a week from this Saturday.
11/11.
Yep, and running through the 18th and 25th and possibly into December as well. And so much more. Again, and your Thanksgiving lunch on the 16th. So you want to go to sandpointareaseniors.org, check out the newsletter and see how you can get involved, either as an employee or a volunteer or just as somebody who wants to go out there and take advantage of what you have to offer.
It's going to town over there.
All right, Brenda, Marie, thanks for joining us once again this month, and we'll do it again, believe it or not, in December.
Yahweh.
All right. We're going to take our final break. When we come back, we're going to meet the new executive director of the Panada Theater. So stick around.
This is Justin Dick, owner of 113 Main in Sandpoint, Idaho. And I'd like to invite you all to come in and try our fresh fall flavors of our new menu. Veal Osobuco, pistachio crusted steelhead, and our new bison chorizo burger. All scratch cooking with handcrafted cocktails to warm you up as the weather cools down. We're open Tuesday through Saturday, 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. 113 Main, amazing experiences and big hospitality in the best small town in America.
Ah, nothing like a morning walk to get you going.
With the afternoon I got ahead of me, I really need it.
What are you doing in the afternoon?
I gotta figure out my
Did you say
There's that word again, Medicare. It can make even a morning walk uncomfortable, but it doesn't have to, especially when you have Pacific Source Medicare to guide you. Pacific Source Medicare offers plan options with $0 premiums, $0 prescriptions, no referrals required to see a specialist, dental benefits, and more. Pacific Source Medicare also gives you service from a local person, not an automated phone tree. Find your Pacific Source Medicare plan today. Visit MedicareBeyond.org. Pacific Source Community Health Plans is an HMO, HMO DSNP, and PPO plan with a Medicare contract and a contract with Oregon Health Plan, Medicaid. Enrollment in Pacific Source Medicare depends on contract renewal. Pacific Source Medicare, going beyond what's required to put members first. Visit MedicareBeyond.org or call 877-452-8878.
It's time to see what's new at Gunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Gunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
First Responders Children's Foundation takes care of the children and families the brave ones leave at home. Help us help them. These are the beautiful voices of police officers, firefighters, nurses, and teenagers who remind us that we can come together and create harmony and unity. Brave to 24365 to learn how you can help your first responder community today.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back here on North Idaho Thursday, and our next guest is, be frank with you, he's not here yet. So I'm going to tell you what's going on at the Panda Theater here in the month of November. Well, coming up this evening, November 2nd, there's a Panda Community Board meeting that is at 6 o'clock, and the public, you can come. If you're on the Panda board, that's for the board members. But then at 7:30, the public is invited to come in and meet the new executive director, Rob Talbot, who you probably have seen Rob around town, very active in the music community, a manager of the Heartwood Center and Maddox Farm Productions. They put on the Live in the Park music series every summer, which has grown and expanded and getting a bigger and better every year. So he is the new executive director. And I know talking to several Panda people from the board and employees, they're very, very excited to add Rob to the team. And you can meet him at 7:30 this evening at the Panda and get to know him. So, in fact, we're going to get to know him here in just a second. As if you want to learn more, anything about the Panda Theater, you can go to panda.org, panda.org. And we are joined right now, just like in rehearsal, with Rob Talbot. And Rob,
how's it going, Bob?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic.
And congratulations on getting the job as the executive director with the Panda Theater. And
thanks. I'm really excited.
Yeah. So tell us about how that all of that transpired.
You didn't give me time to prep on that one. No. It's just, I've seen.
Well, we know Lauren. You know, she's has a small child and is with child, and you know, especially the hours of the Panda executive director, you know, a lot of shows and late nights and things just really wasn't family conducive at this time. That made perfect sense. And what got you interested is like, well, maybe I could do that.
Well, I've been, you know, I've been putting on events and producing shows through Maddox Farm Productions in the Panada for 6-7 years now. And I've, you know, worked with Patricia, I work with Veronica, and I work with Lauren. And, you know, I've really, and I've worked with members of each board, and I've seen people kind of come and go, and the volunteers come and go. And I've really appreciated the direction that it's been taken. And I see a lot of passion going into that space. And I've always just adored the venue. I mean, it's, you bring in nationally touring artists and they walk in there and they're like, whoa, this is beautiful. This is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, they, and I've got just got so much respect for the space and to see where
the acoustics are so great. There isn't really a bad seat in the place.
Correct.
And every, you know, music artists that come here just love it. You know, Graham Nash, I mean, thinking, why would he play the Panada Theater? Well, he'd love the Panada Theater. So things like that are wonderful.
Yeah, and you know, I think you Maddox Farm Productions. We've been pretty busy, and we also I also run the Heartwood Center.
Mm-hmm. I was just saying that.
So
and the summer music series.
Summer music series, Jack Frost Fest, which is coming up on November 18th. We're going to announce the lineup on Friday.
Okay.
So I'm still staying active with Maddox Farm. You know, bringing in more help. Staying active with the Heartwood. Obviously, bringing in more help with that. I'm not going to be cleaning the toilets as much anymore. So, if you know anybody that does janitorial work,
you have a cleaning
work,
crew
that.
At the Panada. Yeah, volunteers. We do,
But yeah, I mean, it just the part time staff there, the fact that there's an ability to create some really good stuff going forward at the Panada, hiring of the director, and then there's another position that we're looking to hire too. So being able to bring on more staff and really do it right. I'm excited for the direction that they've been taking. And I was like, you know, it was a hard decision. My wife and I sat down and had a really hard decision because it is tough hours.
And you have a young family as well.
I have a young family as well. I have a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old. And hopefully they're at that space where they can start coming to some more of the events, mm-hmm. though, which is fun. But it was a hard decision because I don't really do anything halfway.
Yeah.
So. Like, yeah, we're gonna put my hat in the ring and go for it. And you know, again, I've been in that space a lot, and I've got a vision, and I've got a desire to see some things happen and to build off of what has been done over the last 10 years or so since I've been around. I've seen so much improvement, and I like it and love it, and I'm excited to be a part of growing that and going to that century mark and solidifying its space in our community for the next generation.
That's awesome. You know, questions that come to mind, I'm sure people are thinking, especially old-timers around here, is that, well, we know you're the music guy, you can still have all the diverse programming, you know, Nutcracker and all the theater and, you know, film festivals, et cetera, et cetera.
Most certainly. I mean, I think, you know, it's a community space. It's not my space. The Heartwood is my space.
And very well put.
I can curate the Heartwood into the space that I want it to moving forward, and that's my desire. And I want it to be a community gathering space, but it's not the community space like the Panada is. Mm-hmm. The Panada is the community's. It's not mine. I'm just going to be working to try to achieve more of what the community wants. And I think my experience with booking and promoting and coordination of events, that transcends genres, it transcends style of performance, and I'm looking forward to putting that energy and that experience that I have in those areas into bringing in, you know, more diverse styles of performances, continuing what we have, and making it. Making it a little more fun and enjoyable technology wise when you come into the space. You know, there's some upgrades that we want to do.
Okay.
And that I'm going to be pushing hard for here very soon, and sound, lighting, and tech that we can that are going to make it much more enjoyable for the Nutcracker and for band Banff Film Festival. You know, the fly, we got the fly fishing film tomorrow night. You know, all these things that are coming up, these things are going to be more enjoyable because we're going to, the things that we're going to do moving forward are going to bring us into that next 100 years as far as technology wise. And
wow,
you know, going to sound better, feel better, look better. So all those styles of events that you're talking about, we're gonna work towards making them all feel better and be more fun and engaging for the community as well as the presenters.
Awesome. So I had mentioned that the board meeting is this evening at 6, but at 7:30 the general public can come out if people aren't familiar with you. Yeah. I mean, everybody's seen you around town and heard Maddox Farm Productions, but they won't actually meet you and talk about the direction Panda's going. That's like a meet and greet with Rob Talbot. And the film festival is Friday coming up in a week. You have the Rockabilly Space Force concert.
Yep.
Tell me about it.
These guys are they put on some concerts here before. I've listened to them a few times. This is one of those shows that I didn't bring in.
Okay.
Gotcha. So I don't know a whole lot about them. They sound like a lot of fun. They've got some YouTube videos and some stuff out there. So if you're interested in rockabilly, it seems like it's going to be a real good time. In the videos, you can tell they're having fun playing music and
how can you not have fun with rockabilly?
I know.
I mean,
right?
It just is what it is.
Yeah. So yeah, if you're into that style of music, which I can't imagine most people aren't, at least check them out and see if you can come join us.
It'd be a lot of fun. Of course, you have the Nutcracker and a couple of the other annual events coming up for Christmas time, a bit closer to the holidays. And of course, the Shook Twins Shook Twins Giving Thanks show.
Yep.
And that happens on the every day, November, or every day, same day every year, November 25th.
And it sells out every year, so don't do the Sandpoint stall, I call it.
No.
Don't show up at the door thinking you're going to get those tickets. Buy them now.
I told you about that Sandpoint style years ago.
Yeah, you did.
Don't worry. It'll sell out.
Don't worry
about
it.
But this is one show that will sell out in advance. So if you show up at the door, you're just going to be out of luck. So it'll be a lot of fun. King Arthur's Quest with Missoula Children's Theater on November 18th. And Warren Miller, his film All Time on November the 11th. And that always sells out as well.
Yes.
So get tickets in advance for all of those things at panada.org. That's panada.org. And... well, congratulations on getting
Thank
the
you.
Job. I know you got to be excited. There's a lot ahead of you, and
I want to say I appreciate your support. You've always supported me and Maddox Farm since we've got going, and I appreciate that. And I wouldn't be in this position, whether it's with Maddox Farm or the Panada, if it weren't for the community support that I've received over the last 6-7 years. So
great.
I look forward to talking to people and seeing what people are wanting to see and wanting me to do in this position, because again, it's a community place. It's definitely not mine. So I'm excited to put those ideas forward and see what we can accomplish together.
It's exciting to watch you do it. It's great stuff. Are you be able to keep the summer concert series going as well?
Oh, definitely. I
know that's a work of love there for you. I know it's a lot of work, and
it is. And we've done it for 4 years. So this will be the fifth year. We've got some great staff. I've got a great production crew with Maddox Farm, and there's several events that we're gonna keep going with, and we're really excited to be with. Summer Fest since the beginning, Summer Series, Wine Fest, Fall Fest. We're doing those now. The Panhandle Overland Rally.
Oh yeah.
There's certain things like that. They fit our mission, and we love doing them, and we've got a great crew that can keep going with it. So I don't have to load in and load out the gear anymore.
Yeah.
So we're going to, as long as I don't have to do that, we can keep going.
That's great. Rob Talbot, the new executive director of the Panada Theater. I look forward to having you on the show once a month, the first Thursday of every month, if possible, or go over
look forward to it.
The lineup that's coming up ahead. And again, if you'd like to meet Rob, 7:30 this evening, is that at the Little Theater?
It's at the Little Theater, yes.
The Little Theater. Mm-hmm. So just come on in at 7:30 and shake his hand and talk about Panada Theater.
Yeah, come say hi. Tell me how much you love the place and what you're thinking.
All right. Rob, thanks for joining us here today. I want to thank the ladies from the Senior Center as well as Justin Dick from Trinity, and got Bulldog football for you. A special kickoff time, 4:30 from Pocatello tomorrow afternoon here on North Idaho Radio and 97.1 FM. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.